Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. And we're going to continue here in Psalm 84. And we've really, for almost 2 weeks, been talking about going through the valleys of life. We talked first about getting victory in your valley. And now we're talking about what to do when you're passing through the valleys of life. And I won't review all that we have talked about, but the last couple installments we talked about that we need to remember to keep worshiping while we're in the valley. And then verse 6, keep working while we're in the valley. Today, in verse 8, I want to encourage you this, and we need to keep praying in the valley. Verse 8 says, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. First, we see here, O Lord of hosts. This acknowledges that God is there for everyone. He's not just my Lord, he's the Lord of hosts. But may I say, he's not just the Lord of hosts, he's my Lord. It's personal. And, you know, you and I sometimes, may I say, that there's this initial praying that goes on in the valley. And the prayer normally centers around, fix this for me, God. Stop this. Change this. Whatever the case might be. But he says, hear my prayer, give ear, O God of Jacob. He says, my prayer. It means this is personal. And you and I need to remember that when we get in the valleys of life, that's when our relationship with God needs to intensify. And you know, sometimes the valleys are what intensifies our relationship with God. The valleys are things that God allows us in sometimes to make us spend more time with the Lord. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, the Bible says. And so you and I need to remember to keep praying in the valley. And it says this, you know, and you hear this a lot in the Old Testament. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. And that is a reminder of the faithfulness of God to generations before. In other words, God, you were faithful to Jacob, and you heard Jacob when he prayed. Despite all of Jacob's mistakes and sins and all those things, you were the God of Jacob, and you were faithful to him. You heard his prayer. So God, hear my prayer. You heard Jacob's prayer. So hear my prayer. And you know, may I say that as you look back, even the past reminds you that God hears when we pray. He's done it for others. He'll do it for you. He's been their God. He'll be your God. He's been faithful to them. He'll be faithful to you. He's been good to them. He'll be good to you. He's protected them. He's going to protect you. And you understand the concept. Keep praying in the valley. Don't let that valley put a wedge between you and God. Don't let it agitate you, frustrate you, and almost get to the point that you blame God that you're even in it. And you and I need to understand that that's where our relationship with God needs to stay right. It needs to stay tender. It needs to stay open. And prayer in the valley is something that you and I need to make sure we maintain and not feel that we have a reprieve from it because we're wounded. Because we're in this valley, sometimes we almost feel justified to kind of slack off in certain spiritual areas. But dear friend, of all the places, this is where we need to keep praying, is in the valley. God bless you. Thanks for listening today. And if you're going through a valley, keep praying today. God bless you. Thanks for listening.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.